Proverbs 12 and verse 14. And as this word came to me this week, I was thinking about how in our conversations for the last 2 or 3 months, the subject of words keeps coming up. And there are a lot of implications that study we did on words every 4 or 5 years really brings a lot of that out. But this one here, a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. And this, in the Amplified, says, a man will be satisfied with good from the fruit of his words, and the deeds of a man's hands will return to him as a harvest. But I want to just talk a little bit about, there's two parts in that. The first one is, a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. What is the fruit of our mouth? It's the words we speak. When spoken, they are planted as seeds, and they will produce after their own kind. If he speaks good, he will reap good. If he speaks evil, he will reap evil. Our words determine the quality of life that we have. And even unsaved people, that works. It's a spiritual principle. People who continuously stay in a funk is because if you back up and replay what they've said all day, they spoke themselves right into it and they don't know how to get out of it. Our words are very, very powerful. And not only to us when we speak, but to the hearers as well. And so it is important. And now we're going to talk about the person's hands. This is kind of a mini thing. The deeds of a man's hands will return to him as a harvest. If one continues in a lifestyle of hands being used for illicit gain, I think of people who steal, people who work deceptively and take advantage of the elderly in our area, and do things with their hands as labor, but it's not for God's glory, it's for somebody's personal gain, usually themselves, and they put the conditions of others as secondary. Well, that harvest, see, there's a harvest in not only the things that we say, but also the things that we do. One thing I noticed in India particularly was going to the gypsy village, and I took Jesse there with me. We visited when he came with me in 2018. Generally, not everyone in that community, but a majority, earned their living by stealing, just doing things that provide them with sustenance, but it's not really honest. It's not really legal, and that's why they live isolated away from most communities, because the town does not want them there stealing and going through all their stuff and going in and out of their homes. And so it's a lifestyle. But one of the things I noticed was when, and I can, even as a singular, one person in that village gets saved, they begin to use their hands to earn an honest living. And the thing that they started doing was growing plants and blossoms and turning them into some of the most beautiful fragrant lotions and oils. And they were beautiful, and they would put them in big gallon containers, although they use liters, not gallons. And twice a year, they will take those vessels of oil, if you will, I've had the joy of going twice. It was a seasonal thing where they had them all stacked in a hut, and I had the joy to be asked to go and would I pray over all of those containers so that they would take them to the marketplace and sell them honestly and earn an honest gain. And it happened as soon as they got saved. I mean, it was like that. They quit. It was just a sudden life change. And they began earning an honest living and doing their hands to work good for the benefit of others. And that, Barbara and I were talking about rabbit trails just briefly this morning. But that reminded me of what Paul wrote to the new believers at Ephesus, Ephesians 4:28. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give him that needs. The person changes from one who takes because he has a need to one who gives to someone else who has a need. And it's a powerful thing when the Holy Spirit changes a person's lifestyle like that. And it just happens to be in the same scripture with our words and our deeds. They go hand in hand, if you will. And it's something that, you know, this isn't a long portion of scripture, but it's something that it gives us something really to think about when we speak, but also our lifestyle as believers, it's sowing good into the lives of others, where some of us at one time were taking, but now we're in a position of giving because we have what God has given us. And whether it's the gospel, whether it's kindness, whether it's going to visit someone who's isolated and can't be here, and we need to be in agreement with Gary. He's planning on us lugging him down the stairs Bible study night, Wednesday night. And we need to be going before the throne of grace and pleading with him, let it snow on Thursday, but not on Wednesday, because it won't be possible for him to come up if it's a stormy Wednesday night. So we've already heard that and seen that, because that was one of the first things he asked. First off, he woke up this morning and thought it was Monday. See, that's what isolation does. You lose track of days. So, but he wants to come up. And he likes that we're talking on the subject of the Holy Spirit and the manifestations of the Spirit. And that's of great interest to him. And he's depending on two of us at least to carry him down those stairs. He's got a friend to bring him up. So we're going to make good use of our hands that night, should he be able to be graced to come up here on Wednesday night. Yes, Jesse?
Is that this Wednesday?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's wanted to come up for a long time, but he doesn't have his driver's license back yet, and he's got to get his car registered again. And he's healed quite a lot, actually, to the point where he feels that he can get somebody to bring him up here if we can get him downstairs. And I don't think he weighs 80 pounds anymore. That shouldn't be hard. That's two bags of ice melt. Not a problem. We'll get him there. So, you know, when we can gather so freely like this, and there's, and some, it's not possible right at this time, but there are ways, there's still ways of body ministry that can happen. And it's really, really important to do the best we can to maintain it. I know one can't visit everybody, but all of us can visit somebody. And that's been another plus about the beautiful beloveds that God has sent here to us. So anyway, watch what we say and watch what we do, because people are watching us. Amen? Well, one other good thing is Huggy Break.